Welcome back to our listeners, and welcome back to Krishna Chandra Prabhu and to Anindita Devidasi. We were speaking together 3 days ago on the Adivas day, the day before Srila Guru Maharaj's Vyasa Puja festival. And in the meantime, that festival has taken place, and yesterday the Hapanya festival took place. So today we'll hear some of their reflections about the festival and also about what is going to take place on the pilgrimage program in the next couple of weeks. Perhaps first of all, Anindita Devidasi, you have been here for the first time for a festival.
Yes.
So would you like to give a brief overview of what happened in the last couple of days?
Oh my word, that might be a bit tricky to do, but I shall give it a go. You know, it's been very busy, a lot of energy around the place, a lot of people very excited, massive crowds of people, and I have had a really fantastic time being here and being around all the devotees.
You came from England to participate in this festival today. Was it as you expected it would be?
It was as I expected it to be, but a lot more than I expected it to be at the same time. So everything that happened, I suspected it would happen, but the liveliness and the enthusiasm of all the people around me, it was more than I anticipated. There was a lot of sort of raw enthusiasm around me and all the sort of the local people here as well, and I wasn't quite expecting as much as there was. I don't know how to describe it really.
And is there any particular part of the day's festival which stood out for you as a unique experience?
I think whilst I was just sitting down, even though I don't speak any Bengali or understand a word that was said, it was just nice to sit and listen to everything that was being said, even though I didn't understand it. It was just lovely sitting in the hall with everybody and hearing, not actually understanding, but hearing people say all these things was really nice. And then, you know, making the offering to Guru Maharaj was wonderful as well.
And Krishna Chandra Prabhu, you've been here for many festivals in the past earlier years. What would you say was different, or what would you comment about this festival that has just taken place that may make it stand out as different from others?
In terms of the facility at the Mott, everyone had more opportunity to see what was going on since the Nat Mandir has been extended, which proved obviously a very good idea and very much needed, because previously a lot of the people that come can't see. They can hear through the loudspeakers, but they can't actually see, and they're straining their necks, etc., and squashing at the door. But this time it's really good because everyone could sit comfortably, and right out towards the samadhi there's no restriction for them to sit. So that was different from previous times I've been here. And again, material, everything was sent to be far more, all glories to Acharya Maharaj, everything sent to be far more smoother, the microphone, the sound was a lot better, there was far less bleeping and feedback, and so everything, Acharya Maharaj seems to be doing everything so much more, he's getting more practice, no doubt, and more inspiration, and in his service, so that stood out as being differently, and it's very good to see. The actual festival itself was very enlivening, as always. I was looking at it from a kind of different point of view. I had more chance to sort of stand back and see things from a slightly different angle than previously. I guess a bit more relaxed than previously. But to see all the sannyasis, of course, always wonderful. The residents from the surrounding area, all the different sannyasis coming to pay their respects to Guru Maharaj, and to hear the appreciation, even though I've been here quite a few times, I haven't learnt as much Bengali as I perhaps should have, but to see sannyasis speaking and the appreciation of the people of what they're talking about through the Sridhar Maharaj, and you can hear the clapping and the response to some of the talks given by the sannyasis, and so when they're being appreciated like that, it's very nice to see that we can understand there are so many great devotees living so close to us who are giving inspiring talks and inspiring Harikatha from outside our own mat, which is always very nice to see, and everyone, all the sannyasis together, appreciating one another's offerings, which I noticed particularly this time. And of course the kirtans, the Guru Maharaj's arati, And it was also a pleasure to see Bhakti Amrita Sagamraj for the first time. He was helping to organise everything with so much enthusiasm and very friendly. At one time we were decorating the Gurumaharaja's Singhasan together and sticking the decorations on the ceiling. And even though we didn't speak each other's languages, we were cooperating very happily together. And so I had a very nice feeling from him, Bhakti Amrita Sagamraj. I had seen him on the web previously, but never in real life as it was. One thing that I did think of was seeing, so this time when I came and during the festival, is Guru Maharaj's prediction, which he made right at the beginning back in 1941, which Shaki Babu at that time spoke with his godbrothers saying, oh, have you seen what Srila Sridhar Maharaj has written on this flag, the famous verse describing what's actually, what is eternally going on, and you could say that it's predicted to be happening in Sri Chaitanya Saraswatmat. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj says, in the future you will see what will be here. And coming back after a few years and seeing how so much is manifest, that immediately made me think of that prediction of Srila Guru Maharaj. We will see in the future what will be here, because the future, that future is now here. Indeed, we can see that. So much has come from that. So that obviously the nature of the pure devotee, their words become truth, and we can see that very clearly around us.
And yesterday was the festival in Hapanya. So this is your first visit to Hapanya on Indrajit Devadasi?
That's right.
What was your impression, what was your feeling on going to the festival there?
I had a really wonderful time there actually. The people at the mot there were really sweet to me and really, really lovely, and the ladies were all sort of pulling me and pushing me and making me go to the front so I could see the aarti. So it was really, really sweet and touching, and they're all dragging me around and pushing me around and, you know, take prasadam, and they're making a big fuss over me. But that, maybe because I'm the only Western, as you say, lady here at the moment, but they were very, very sweet and lovely to me, and that was really lovely and really made the whole day really special.
And Krishna Chandra, you of course have been to Hapanya previously. Today was a little different in any respect?
Yeah, today was different from my previous visit. It was really a flying visit. We were there. We didn't stay very long. We left a little later than the main party. I got there and took some photographs of the occasion, photographs of them cooking the prasadam and taking prasadam and the aarti. Very sweet, as always. It's always very sweet, the atmosphere there, very rural. As you approach, of course, as always, everyone will remember the very lush green fields of Hapanya as you get close to the actual temple. And before I knew it, we were actually there. I mean, I saw everything getting very green, and we turned a corner, and then I noticed, oh, the Shiva temple's there, and the little area for covered, sheltered area for Kirtan, which was made by Srila Govinda Maharaj. And we got there, and Acharya Maharaj was organising everything as he always is, very efficiently, and just as the festival, Srila Guru Maharaj's Vyasa Puja festival, it all seemed to be going far more smoothly than I have seen before. And that's also all credit to Acharya Maharaj's service. And there were a few coconut salesmen there, dob salesmen, not looking so happy though, because I think their main income comes from the Western devotees, and they were very insistent that I bought a dob from them. But prasadam was very sweet, very lovely, very simple but very tasty. Pushpana, paramanna, khichdi, two sabjis, chutney. It's very nice, very nicely done, very nicely cooked, very nicely served. A number of sittings, but it all went smoothly.
Later today, then there's going to be a mass exodus from the temple here, and you are also part of that exodus. Means that there's a bus going by road all the way to Vrindavan via various holy places, but I believe you've opted for the train.
We decided to go by train this time, travelling a better standard than I have done in the past, because we're not here for very long, so we don't want to get sick and spend a week or so sick through making things too austere. We're going to go on a better train this time, better than I have done before. We're going to go to Delhi. But I think we'll kind of rendezvous with all the other devotees. We're leaving at a similar time, so we'll all end up in Govardhan at roughly the same time. We'll go to Delhi, then we'll go to Mathura, and we'll go on to Govardhan. And so we're going from the Gupta Govardhan to the manifest Govardhan, where very soon after arriving there will be Govardhan Puja. and we will do Govardhan Parikram, probably over 2 days. That's how it's been done in the past, half one day, then half the next, and then we'll all go to Vrindavan, and we will do some Parikram of Vrindavan. Having been in Hapani yesterday, which of course is considered to be non-different from Barshana, we will also go to Barshana. We will go to the place of Vrishabhanu Maharaja's palace, where Srimati Radharani grew up, by the grace of Sri Gurudev and the devotees. We may just be able to go there before we leave on the 17th. And hopefully we may go to Nandagram, Uchagaon, all these wonderful places that are very dear to Srila Govinda Maharaj and to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. But we'll see. We're not quite sure what the itinerary is. We don't have much time there, but however many places we can go and have the darshan of, we will consider ourselves to be very fortunate to do that.
You have just a few hours left in Navadvip, and on your way back, I believe you're going from Vrindavan back to Calcutta and flying straight out. So in these last few hours in Navadvip, what will you be doing?
Yeah, we've got a few things we still want to do. We want to go over and see the cows. We had a quick look when we first arrived. We want to go and take a little more time to look at the cows, and hopefully you will show us this very characterful bull you were talking about.
Two characterful bulls
you were talking about. We'd like to go and see those, and we want to do Parikram of the Gupta Govardhan Mandir, Mahaprabhu's water play Mandir, because I think now the water has just been pumped out of the Kund, out of Govinda Kund, to the level where the top of the steps, the path all the way around, is just now visible, and they were cleaning that out yesterday, all the silt and what was left after the flooding. We would like to do Parikram 4 times around the Gupta Govardhan Mandir together, and then of course pay our obeisances to Guru Maharaj and the deities, and to the cows, and to the Ganga, and to Thakur Ma, and to Tulsi Devi, and to all the holy personalities here at the Mott, and then ask their blessings and thank them very much for their wonderful hospitality, and then we'll go on our way.
Manindita Devadasi, what will you be doing for the next few hours?
I'll be saying my goodbyes, very sadly. I've had such a wonderful time here, and everybody's been so generous with their time, everybody's been so kind, it's been really wonderful. It's been a fabulous few days. I'm really sad to be going, and although I'm looking forward to the rest of the time we have in India, and to going to Govardhan and Vrindavan, I'm going to miss being in Navadvip a lot.
And you're only a quarter of your way through your holidays, so you still have 3/4 of the time left.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. We still have a little time left, so we're hoping that we can both make the most of that and try in whatever we can to serve, and in that way get the blessings of all the Vaishnavas and make our trip to India truly fruitful.
Well, I think you both have been representing the whole world by your presence here this time, because most of the devotees, of course, who've been able to afford it, have flown to America.
Yeah.
And in America, that's where the magnet of the sadhu, having sadhu sangha, the actual person devotee. So devotees have converged there for this festival. But you have come here, and by your presence here, you've also been representing the Western section to the local people who are present here.
Oh my.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, we were in two minds ourselves whether to go to America or come here. But before leaving, we wrote to Gurudev and asked and said we've decided to come here. In fact, we've been very lucky this year. We've had kind of the best of both worlds, because Guru Maharaj, when he goes to America, he always goes through London. So we had a week of Srila Gurudev's association in London. And then we also heard that when or if he ever comes back from America, he will come back through via London. Initially it was November, now there's talk that it may be later than that, January. We'll see anyway when Gurudev actually comes back. So we thought, we've seen Gurudev for a week already and had his association. If we can go to the holy places, Navadvip, Vrindavan, Govardhan, try to help and do some service there. Hopefully we can help with the prasadam distribution at the foot of Govardhan. And we mentioned all these things to Gurudev. And then hopefully we can get back to England in time and we can see Gurudev when he passes back through London. So it's been a very good year for us that we've had to sort of had best of both worlds, really. So we're very happy for that, of course. And it was so wonderful to see Bhakti Kiran Giri Maharaj still here going on. And I know everyone says this about devotees all the time, but I was shocked when I saw Giri Maharaj looking 10 years younger than I'd seen him before. And of course the same, Aranya Maharaj is still here and they're off to Vrindavan. And Hari Charanpuru particularly, last time I saw him he was very weak and he was always being helped around wherever he went and not leaving his room so much, but he's walking around quite sprightly and looking very bright and very healthy, and that's all credit to him that he's managed to improve so much in his health. And so it's very happy to see that. This is just a few other things. Okay, yeah, well thank you for giving us an opportunity to say something.
Well, thank you both for sparing some time and sharing your thoughts and sharing the festival with the devotees around the world. You're only here for a very short time, so every moment that you're here is valuable.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
We appreciate you giving these moments to the devotees.
No problem. Thank you very much, Mahananda Prabhu.
Thank you. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.